Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I coach people to play the game bigger. And there's an article on ere.net. It's a site that covers hiring, staffing, recruiting, stuff along those lines. The article is entitled How Good Interviews Become Bad Hires. It's written by Scott Winthrop. And terrific article. I think he came to the wrong conclusion from his material. And, you know, he simply talks about, you know, some of the bad choices in hiring that hiring managers make, you know, indicative of weak interviewing skills, inaccurate hiring criteria, poor cultural fit, dishonest candidates, hasty hiring decisions. He points to those as being the five common factors that lead to mishires. And he then goes on to speak about how when you focus in on one criteria, you tend to miss other possibilities, citing a study done by cognitive scientists Chris Chabris and Daniel Simmons, where they had a video go viral where people were asked to count how many players wearing white t-shirts pass a basketball to one another. And about 10 seconds in, a person in a gorilla suit walks by between players, faces the camera, thumps its chest, and then walks off screen, and half the viewers didn't see it. Catch that one. So it basically, you know, indicates that people focus in on what they're looking for. Now, here's a point I want to make. And Winthrop's article describes four major hiring styles. You know, people who are fast and decisive, that he calls tacklers. People who are talkers, which he calls tellers. The people who are tailors, who are collaborators, and then testers, who are data-driven. Now, I'll simply say, you know, that's a nice deflection. And he concludes by saying, of the four styles, none are bad. They're actually all good. But I think he misses the key point.
Scan has been completed.
That's weird. So I think he misses the key point, which is that the measure for which you're doing the evaluation is faulty. And I think that's really the basic point here. You know, when you think about it, how many of you are really equipped to evaluate for fit? That's always been a pet bug of mine. That people think they're capable of evaluating for fit, but all you do is reinforce your biases. And I think that's true of all the styles that are mentioned here, whether it's, you know, you come on as being a strong, forceful individual, a collaborator, you know, someone who is data-driven. I think the point here becomes the only criteria to evaluate someone for is whether they are qualified to do the job. So you have to start off with getting clear about the criteria that are going to make someone successful doing what you need them to do. Period. Take time with that. Then from there, construct, if you're advertising, a job ad that gets real clear about what you're looking for, and then get clear about how you're going to evaluate it. Do not get into the business of evaluating personalities for fit, because, you know, number one, all you're going to do is reinforce your own biases about personality, which can unfortunately affect, cause you to discriminate based upon criteria that would put you in violation of federal, state, and local laws. If you don't believe me, you're mistaken. I'm telling you that point blank. You know, having evaluated people for so many years, I'll simply say one of the things I notice is how many people hire people with names like theirs, backgrounds like theirs, and fail to really assess for real knowledge, because they make the assumption that because they're like them, they're like them, if you get my idea. So I'll simply say, get clearer about what is going to make someone successful within your organization. Who has the best skills to do what you need them to do? Period. That's it. Period. Get clear about that. then from there, figure out how you're going to evaluate from that. And if you choose to have them meet people on your team, make sure they are only focused on what you want them to evaluate for. So when they give you feedback and they say things like, I'm not sure how they're going to fit around here. Well, excuse me, you know, would Steve Jobs have fit into your organization even though he helped generate how many trillions of dollars of value to your firm, to his firm? You know, would Larry Ellison have fit around you? Could you have made room for Larry Ellison or Steve Jobs? I think so. And they weren't exactly great fits for any organization, but they built something spectacular. So think in terms of people who can help you build things spectacularly, who can create great products or services or drive the bus hard rather than collaborative people. At the end of the day, your firm will benefit from people who are knowledgeable doing the work that you want them to do, and you will make fewer bad hires. I'm Jeff Altman. I hope you found this helpful. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot more there to watch, listen to, or read to help you staff more effectively. And I also want to say, if you'd like my help with filling positions, reach out to me. My phone number is 646-374-8656. My email address is jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. Last point, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request. I'm a nice guy. LinkedIn.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Hope you have a great day. Take care.